now present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard how Pierre Greenois had betrayed the plans of the Paris mob to Captain Tristan, one of the king's officers. At midnight the same night, Clopin Trapu marched at the head of thousands of vagabonds who intended to storm the Cathedral of Notre Dame. As they reached the cathedral, two regiments of the king's horsemen, who had been lying in ambush, swooped down on them. There was a terrific outcry, and in a few moments, the streets became a whirling, struggling mass of humanity. Screams, groans, and shouts rent the air. Quasimodo and Esmeralda heard the sounds of fighting, and they thought it would be an admirable opportunity to escape. Quasimodo led the girl down from the tower, and they came out onto the broad steps of the cathedral. Then they looked down on the mass of struggling humanity below.
The Paris mob have risen to come and rescue you, Esmeralda. But someone must have betrayed them. Look at all the soldiers beating the people down.
The people are being slain on my account.
Come now, no one will notice us here. They are too busy fighting. I will take you to the tavern of the Cour de Marac, and there you can hide until such time as you are smuggled safely out of Paris.
But will you come with me, Quasimodo?
I will come with you.
Come then, let us depart now. We can force our way through the crowd. We will not be noticed.
Quasimodo, what are you doing there?
It is Dom Frollo. He has not seen you. Run down the steps quickly. I will join you later. He has soldiers with him. I will speak with him.
But will no harm come to you?
No. Try and make your way to the tavern of the Cour de Marac. I will join you later.
Esmeralda!
There is Pierre Gringoire in the outskirts of the crowd. Run to him. He will take you to safety.
Quasimodo, who are you talking to there?
I was shouting at the crowd, encouraging them in the fight, Dom Frollo.
Where is that witch, Esmeralda? Is she still up in the belfry?
Yes, she is still in the belfry.
You need not think that the Paris mob can rescue her. She is imprisoned there. I will take a troop of soldiers with me, and we will get her out. Now is our chance. While you are not up there.
The soldiers are afraid to advance on me, Dom Frollo. They know that the touch of me means certain death.
You cowardly dog. Seize the hunchback.
They do not obey your orders, Dom Frollo. They fear that I am possessed of some spirit of evil. Back, you dogs. When Quasimodo strikes, he strikes to kill. There is a spirit which possesses me, but it is not a spirit of evil. It is a spirit of love and faith.
The hunchback is mad. He knows not what he says. To the belfry, you men!
I have proved to you once before that your soldiers cannot storm my belfry. I shall reach their fire!
Seize him, I say! The hunchback devil has eluded us. Come, my men, follow him. Once he reaches the safety of that belfry, it is almost impossible to get him down.
Dom Frollo and his soldiers pursued Quasimodo to the belfry. In the meantime, Esmeralda had rushed to Pierre Greenois, who greeted her effusively and helped her to fight her way through the crowd. The fight was waxing fast and furious, and at length, by dint of much struggling, Esmeralda and Pierre Greenois arrived at a quieter place, directly outside the cell of Sister Gudule.
Oh, I think we had better rest here a while, Esmeralda. We are out of the fight, and the streets are blocked with people. It will be impossible to reach the tavern of the Cour de Miracle for a while.
We are safe enough here. No one will recognize me. Oh, Pierre, I could weep to think that the people have risen to try and rescue me.
They have other reasons for rising. The greed of gold was upon them. They wished to loot the cathedral.
The king's soldiers must have known of the impending rising. There are so many soldiers in the streets. The people have no chance.
The king's soldiers did know.
Some devil must have betrayed the people. I wonder who it was.
Oh, there is no time to talk of that now. I wish the fight would die down so that I could take you safely to the tavern.
But we are safe enough here for the time being. Oh, I am tired. I must lean against this wall and rest for a while. Pierre, look. See the soldiers there. They are chasing Clopin Trifle. They will kill him. Go, Pierre, try and help him.
Let him fend for himself.
Will you go to his rescue, or shall I?
Oh, all right, I'll go. But do you wish to see me killed in the battle?
You will not be killed. Try and help Clopin Trifle. Oh, if only some of his friends could come to his rescue. I will wait here, I swear it.
All right. I will do what I can to help him. Do not move away from that spot.
No. Oh, it is you, Sister Gudule. I had forgotten that you were there. How did you know my name?
It is given to Sister Gudule to know many things. For years I have been imprisoned here of my own free will, watching, listening and learning. I know you are Esmeralda the Gypsy Girl, and I know that you are trying to escape from the wrath of the soldiers. I desire to help you.
Oh, you are kind, sister.
I am always kind to those who seek my aid. You are in sore distress, my child.
I am in sore distress. Even now, people are giving their lives to try and save me. I have been hunted like some animal. I know not where to turn for aid.
My poor child, my heart is heavy for you.
Oh, it is so long since any woman has spoken a kind word to me.
Oh, I will speak many kind words to you. Come closer, Esmeralda. Take shelter near the holy cell of Sister Gudule.
If only the fight would cease. If only I could go to some place of shelter and then leave Paris, never to return.
You wish to escape from Paris?
Oh, of course. Once I am outside the city walls, I shall be safe. I will never come back. And I will be out of the clutches of Dom Frollo.
Sweet child, give me your two hands that I may bestow my blessing upon you. Hold your hands up, that I may take them in mine.
Oh, you are kind, sister. I need your blessing.
Oh, now I have you, poor gypsy witch. I shall hold you here until the soldiers come to take you.
Let me go. I thought you meant to bless me.
I meant to curse you. I hate you. I hate all gypsies. I have you now firmly by the hand.
Let me go.
You cannot break loose from my grip. You are going to be hanged. And I shall hold you here until the soldiers come for you.
Oh, please let me go. What harm have I done to you?
What harm have you done to me, you ask? Listen, I had a child, a little child, an infant, a pretty little girl, my Agnes. And I stole my child. I took her away, the gypsy said. That is a harm that you have done to me.
Oh, please, I have done you no harm. I knew nothing of your child.
Well, think of it. They stole her. Why, the poor little thing was asleep. I hope you had a gypsy mother. I hope that she will suffer as I have suffered.
Mr. Gudule, take pity on me. Do not turn me over to the soldiers. I do not wish to die. They have tortured me. Oh, there must be some kindness and mercy left in your heart. Give me my life.
Can you give me back my child?
I cannot give you back your child. You know that. I have never heard anything of her. I swear it. Please let me go.
I would rather die than let you go. No. You cannot wrench your hands away. I have them with a grip of iron. You are a gypsy, therefore I hate you as I hate all gypsies. For years I have suffered, mourning the loss of my only child. But every gypsy who dies helps to pay off the loss that was mine. You will die. And I will have brought about your death.
Ah, that makes me happy, Esmeralda.
Oh, no, you cannot wrench your hands away.
Yes, Gudule. Men have fought and died to save me. I am not evil. I am no witch. Have pity, I beg of you. Let me go from here. Do not let this fight have been in vain.
It is because you are a witch that the people have risen to fight for you. It is because they are under your evil spell that you shall do no further harm.
my wrist so tightly. Will you not let me go? Sister Gudlou, please hear me. They say you are a holy woman. A holy woman. Surely you do not wish to bring about my death. I have suffered. I have been put to torture. Let me go my way in peace.
Why, for mercy, I like to hear it. I wish all gypsies were whining for mercy. I wish they were all put to torture.
But I have never harmed you, I say. Please let me go.
No, I have you firmly now, and I shall hold you until the soldiers come. The fighting will be over soon. The soldiers will come marching through the streets, and then I will give you to them and watch them.
No, please don't!
The mad old woman clung to Esmeralda with a grip of arms, and in vain the girl struggled to free herself. Will Esmeralda be handed over to the soldiers? Will she be able to persuade the old woman to let her go? We shall hear that in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.